You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Two two one two. Hopefully you can hear me. Anybody listening, they can come in and give me a sound check. This is Fakeologist Radio. I'm Napoleon Wilson. Just like coming for a chat. See if anything's going on. It is the first of the third. 2019 now. Time's bobbing on. We're getting there. We'll also be clearer in 2020, I'm sure. Anyway, yeah, it's the first of March. So, happy March to everyone. Couple of little bits to talk about, nothing major. I just basically, I'm testing my phone out, so if you can't hear me, great. If you can hear me, even better. Right, so what happened on this day? I've just brought up a couple of little bits while we're here. So, Titanic, remember that James Cameron epic? Yep, that was the first film to it. Well, let's have a look at this. Titanic becomes the first film to gross $1 billion. So there we go. So, you know, if you base a lie on a lie, times 10. And James Cameron, obviously. I'm looking forward to his next edition of Avatar. I can't remember the first one. It's been too long now. So if he does release it, probably the biggest flop going. And then he can have his name at the end of it. He can bookend the records. Okay, 1995, the 1st of March. We have internet giant Yahoo was incorporated. The company was founded by Jerry Yang and David Filo. So very good Yahoo. What else happened? Oh, the International Monetary Fund. That was formed on the 1st of March, so that should, let's get a few people going. Let's see what it says about it here. It says the International Monetary Fund's primary goal of improving economies of its members, the economies of its members' countries and frequently being overshadowed in the past by criticism about the fund's alleged support of dictatorships and negative impact on the environment. So maybe they might fund me. We'll see. Like I say, I'm testing my mic here, so if people can't hear me, if you can just pop in, that'd be great. Give us the all clear, smashing. Okay, 1932, the 1st of March, we have aviator Charles Lindbergh's sons kidnapped. The toddler's abduction and death was one of the most publicised crimes of the century. Yeah, it's even got a mention in The Simpsons a few times. Now, what happened there? I'm sure we've got a few people who know a lot more than I do about that, but nevertheless, a lot of suspicions around it. Oh, right, let's see if there's anything else there before I move on to fakeologist.com. Let's have a Henri Becquerel discovers radioactivity. The French physicist made his groundbreaking discovery while trying to prove his erroneous theory that phosphorescent uranium salts absorb sunlight and remit X-rays. So Henri Becquerel, there you go. Congratulations. That's a guy here. We'll say a big happy birthday to Justin Bieber, Budget Ultra, Glenn Miller, Chopin, and Yitzhak Rabin. So big shout out to Yitzhak, and spoke to you in a while. Just, hang loose, man, it's going to be alright soon. Okie-dokie. Right, let's get spliff going. Okay, right, well let's get rid of that. Oh no, I'll tell you what, let's scroll down there, see what else happened on this day. Deaths on this day. Alan Renee, Arthur Koestler, Dixie Dean, George Grossmith, and Girolamo Frescobaldi. Never heard of him. Now I'm going to look at it, because that name is a mouthful. Okay, right now we're on fakeologist.com, and I'd like to check this out, because Xylophilix is a fucking monster at the moment. He's prolific, and he's put some good posts up, and this most recent one, is a recent train crash. The fireball and, oh yeah, everybody running down the track, it seems staged, but let's just see. I'll just repeat what Xylophilix has types anyway. So we're just getting reports of a fake train crash in Egypt. Oh no, Egypt, sorry, not French. It was the Beret. So you put a beret on someone, I'm afraid they migrate to just south of the channel. Which an alleged, let's have a look at that. We're just getting reports of a fake train crash in Egypt. An abject drill, as I left it says, in which an alleged at least 25 dead and 47 injured, were the result. The crash widely reported in the West, resulted in the fuel tank of the locomotive blowing up and burning all the people on the platform to a crisps in a simulated fireball. And, yeah, that's not really got past Xylophilex. I'll be honest with you, he's got his fingers on all these different things. The explosion, it doesn't look right. It does seem controlled, although it is definitely a petrol explosion because we do have the large black smoke, but it's just a still after it. We know these things can be controlled, and obviously the further they get down the line, they can perfect them even more, obviously. We've seen the debacle that was September the 11th, so we know where stuff can be organised. Now I'm just going through some of the pictures here. So we've got a derailed train. It doesn't really look like it was doing any speed, so anyway, no, there's too much metal around there to be making any judgement. I could quite easily just been set up to stumble there, just lean to one side. Okay, let's see what he's wrote about it. The only certain thing is that nobody died, nobody got hurt. I know he loves saying that, doesn't he? He loves saying that, but it's true. It's true. I just don't like the soundbite. Having said that, I'm not struck on wars or hoax either. So there you go. We also have another train crash just a little bit further up. This was from January 4th. So this year, January 4th. So, nearly 2 months ago. This is a staged train crash drill in Denmark. The fake death toll has risen from 6 to 8, police said. Let's see how to scroll for the details here. 5 women, 3 men were killed in the accident, which occurred just after 7:30 on Wednesday. There was no children amongst the dead. Funen Police Chief Superintendent Lars Bremhage confirmed. Let's have a look. I mean, basically, it looks like it's the year of the train crash. We did have tsunamis, and now we've got the train crash. A big infrastructure he's doing across Europe, no doubt. Like we had with the football stadiums of the early 80s in all these countries now where we're getting train crashes. These are like football stadium disasters and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm hoping the microphone's working. If not, then apologise for being quiet. Okay, well, yeah, so this is Napoleon Wilson. It is the 1st of the 3rd, and I'm back again. I know there won't be a gap in the sound, so it just sounds like I'm repeating myself, but never mind. Yeah, so big shout out to John Laboni, so I'm searching for a Thai bride. I hope it works out for him. So what's happened recently? We've not had many. We've not had any blatant hoaxes. What we have had, we've had a lot of the internet people, what should we call them? Just talking heads, usual people, could go through them, but do you know what? I can't be asked inventing new stock accounts to listen to the stuff with, so we won't name names until I'm actually mobile and on the internet. But yeah, most people are talking about the same bullshit, whether it's Trump in Greer. Mandela doing things. You got the Flat Earth Posse now, just getting onto the alchemical hustle, which is good. Still no sign on people talking about the acting clans and things like that. Like I say, a lot of these people seem to have a limited script or, be gatekeepers. I don't even think they're gatekeepers anymore. I think that term's gone nowadays. I think a lot of the people on there now are just idiots on Earth. They're working week to week trying to figure out what they're going to do, whether it's talking about Mandela. I mean, I'm going to be really honest with you as well. If you've not worked out what September 11th is yet, or if you think you've got it down to a T, go back and watch it. Go back and watch September Clues. Go back and listen to all the rhetoric that's going on about it and forget Mandela. Forget Flat Earth. Forget everything. The Earth is flat. No one cares. And it's not going to change anything either. Stop talking about what they want you to talk about and talk about what you want to talk about. So, I'm not talking about feminists, orcs, however they want to class themselves. That seems to be a distraction as well. I'm going to be honest with you. You can have all the right opinions, and I reckon if you met one of these fucking crazy mad feminists, they won't agree with you just on principle. So it doesn't matter how refined or polished your act is on the internet, or how appalled you are in the real world. You're not going to be that rude, or you're not going to be, you know, this is not the way the world is. People aren't like that in real life. I mean, we do get racism and hate crimes and stuff, but you don't, there's not a right way of going around offending people, so let's just work this out from the start now. If you're going to listen, or you're not going to listen, but don't have an opinion on fucking gender, because I'm going to tell you now, you're making it worse by having an opinion and fucking talking about it. Ignore it and it'll fucking go away. Okay, so we're on Fakeologist Radio, fakeologist.com. This is, we're on Ab's latest post. It's been there a while. I'm guessing Ab's probably away on holiday. So we've got the ghouls that feed the media. Let no mass death story go unglorified, or unpublicized, no matter how contrary to common sense it may be. I won't spend more than a glancing moment on this story, except to say that it's promoted by the media. It's likely fake. It's got a GoFundMe campaign and a warning like this. You have a hoax for me for sure. So it's it was about murder, basically, wasn't it? It's, the mother, and they're telling you not to go, you know, to a funeral and don't approach the mother. Basically, just witness, you know, the funeral from afar. So let's have a look at this now. This is the seven children, if I remember correctly. Okay, so public funeral, and this was published on the 22nd of February 2019. Public funerals take place for Saturday for seven children killed in a Halifax house fire. Obviously, this is Halifax. Now, funeral arrangements have been made for the seven children who died in the house fire at Halifax earlier this week. Public funeral will take place Saturday 23rd at Cunard Centre. So there's a CCF. I'm going to be kidding. On Marginal Road. Okay, so the Barhol children, Ahmed 14, Rola, Mohammed 9, Ola 8, Hala, Rana 2, and four month old Abdullah, all perished when a fire swept through their Spryfield house just after midnight on Tuesday. Their father, Ibrahim, remains in hospital after receiving serious burns, while their mother, Kartha, is said to be distraught. Okay, well, definitely she's going to be distraught. But just adding the point of not approaching someone at a funeral, that is alarm bells. So, you know, it's nice to see that there. Right, let's go back to Fakeologist again. Okay. Although I must admit, the house is burnt, you know. They're managing to get everything there now. According to Uma Mosque, the funeral will begin at 1:30, with a service that starts at 2 p.m. The mosque notes on its Facebook page that the funeral will follow in the Islamic traditions and the public is welcome to participate. Well, they probably need people there to make it look real. Like I said, not checked back up on this. This was literally about 9 days ago now. But, once again, I'm just in here testing my microphone out, so please feel free to come in and shoot the breeze. Okay, I'm back again. Yeah, so just a quick comment on what Xyleflex has put after that house fire, obviously. He's put, good one, Ab. How could I be so callous as to not believe a word of this tragic story? Because I've read so many of them. The large, the whole family relocation, and a nice $500,000 relocation send-off to accompany them. Well, yeah, and, you know, some of us sound really flippant when you hear that, but I'm at the stage now where, yeah, it's 99.9% sure that is what's going to happen. Most of these things, well, 99.7% of what we see in the media is spun, controlled, anyway. So, yeah, definitely there's something involved in that, and especially if there's a mosque involved. Because they love saying the word mosque. You know, it invokes lots. First of all, it invokes that the brown people have a god, and you don't. You Americans, you only have oil and money. And Oprah. Okay, so we'll go down to the next one now. This is Ab. This one woke me up twice. This was an Amber Alert. Which got sent to his phone. So I'll try and read this verbatim. An Amber Alert, which is dubious origins, was issued via a new national cell phone override around 12:30. This sent a howl to all powered cell phones in my house, sound off or on. Maybe an hour later, the national emergency howl went off again, saying the emergency was over. That's twice we all had to resume sleepy time. So, sorry about that, but then we've got the picture. This is all on Fakeologist Radio. It's on Fakeologist.com, by the way. Now, a few people have talked about it, so you've got a dad and a daughter. This was gullibility litmus test to see how many people believe it, how many don't mind an alarm in the middle of the night, and finally a way to get everyone talking about the same thing for the family day. Exactly. Family day, long weekend. Is the new Amber Alert alarm the new media that will get everyone paying attention? Yes. Of course it is. It makes sense, you know. So, Peel Regional Police say homicide investigation is underway after an 11-year-old girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert found dead. Okay, so, So CBS News told News that Rupesh Rajkumar was arrested after his daughter, Riya Rajkumar, was found dead. Right, now, like I say, this picture, it looks like Jared and Missa. It does look like just a generic face of people that defraud. But I think the alarm is the more important thing. Now, I've just put a picture up here, and we've got extreme alerts. So you can actually click this on to receive extreme alerts. Severe alerts, you can turn that on. Amber alerts, receive child abduction emergency alerts. This is funny, this. And then WPAS test alerts. I'm not sure what that means. And that's the second post on Fakeologist.com. So as I'm scrolling down here, we've got the numbers used in this hoax are code. It may seem silly to most on the surface, but the hoax code is simply signings by the perps that in case other power elite were confused that this is indeed a sign-up. In this article, we hear the sim villain was taken down at HWY11 and SR3. I'm not sure what that means. We hear that 383, 311 people called. Ah, right, so these are adding the numbers up and showing the significant ones. So 311, there you go. 311 people called to complain about the late night alert. Mother went to 22 division, complain. Yeah, 22 seems to be, it seems to follow child murder around, or child accident, or it follows teens. It seems to be a young number that's used at the moment, especially with what we've had with the Busby Babes and Ariana Grande. Mother went to 22 divisions to complain. The numerology is endless. Other similarities include the confusion around the villain, his medical state, his hospitalization. He's being transferred around. We get no details, simply confusion, and then the story switches right back to emotional rather than logical. And if you go to www.680news.com, you'll get the link there. Yeah, we do have a contagious big smile again. Contagious smile. Little bit of room. Yeah, same. It's always the same. But we'd have to... Well, it's a soundbite, isn't it? They throw it in. They throw it into... You know, cause people do speed read and just go right down to the bottom, should I say. So, yeah, there we go. Right, anyway, I'm just checking there. So I've scrolled down now. I can see the Discord. I am in there. So at least I'm alive. Okay. Right, let's go down to the next one. That's not really into... No, but tell you what we can do is we can talk about Russ's post. Now, Russ is a resident Mason, and he's posting a video, and he's asking, is this... Basically, like most people on Facebook, just want over someone else's opinion on something, you know, just to say or to invoke a response. And it was a girl sat at a computer being quite candid. Seems to be around about 28, 29, talking about being abused as a young girl by a group of Masons. And unfortunately, though, I only could make it into 18 minutes, and then 8 minutes or whatever it is, I'm not sure. And they got a little bit graphic for me, so I turned it off. The funny thing is we're trying to attach deviance to a group, aren't we? And obviously we know people join groups for, if you're sadistic and you want to beat the shit out of people, you can become a policeman. Or, you know, if you like fucking about with bricks, you can become a bricker. If you like fucking about with kids, you become a teacher. And I'm sure there's people in all these groups. You know, I've always wondered this, actually. How do two, let's just say two fucking deviants, like, broach it with each other? But that must be, you know, one of them turns around and says, oh, I really like her. And the other one goes, oh, she's 15. And then they laugh, you know, ha, ha, ha. And then what happens? And is that when they have a secret handshake? You see, there needs to be an air of loyalty first, or an air of kinship, in order to get like that. And I've seen these internet paedophile videos and stuff where, you know, they do a big, I think one was from 1998, it was done by the ITV, and it was talking about how they felt like they were part of the club and stuff. So I don't know. I can see it, Russ, I really can. But like I say, I don't think the Mason's scope is to gang rape kids. I think the Mason's scope is just control, you know, control, like most gangs. Yeah, so there we go. Anyway, right, let's go down to, but like I say, that video, it wasn't particularly graphic or anything like that, and she was quite candid and, you know, clinical with the way she was explaining things. It did remind me of the Hampstead Heath child abduction stuff that a few people, not child, it was baby killing, wasn't it, and scooping out brains and making dishes and pots and eating babies. Yeah. I don't believe her. No, I haven't said that. You know, if someone has been abused, if any had to second guess them, especially as I have spoke to someone who's been abused, and it was just as clinical as that, so I don't know. But yeah, the Hampstead case seemed to be more like a flash grenade for the... it seemed to make people look into child abuse more, and before you know it, you know, people are talking about Rolf Harris in the same breath as, you know, paedophiles. And I'm sure Rolf Harris was probably just patting someone on the ass or something like that. And like I say, I'm not explaining it away, but it was a different world in the 70s. I mean, Gene Hackman was about... Jesus Christ. If you just follow Gene Hackman's rules, you were fine. Anyway, right, come on, now we're on to the Wise Becker on the Mandela PSYOP. Now, Ab says, do I have a position on the Mandela PSYOP? Do I need one? Nope, I don't think you do, mate. But my first inclination, nice, gaslighting PSYOP is disputed by Alan. Okay, now I did have a look at this, and let's see what he says here. When I first started coming across this stuff, I figured it to be just another PSYOP, another way to get us all to doubt our own senses, our own minds. Gaslighting, the spooks love it, it's their job. Whatever it is, it's consumed Brian Stabley and a few of us. Now, bear in mind, this isn't me, Brian, so remember, I'm not as polite as I'm being honest. But yeah, there are elements to it. I think anybody who knows how PSYOPs work, and anybody who knows how September the 11th worked, and how the hearsay around that generated a lot of, you know, these conspiracy theories. I'm not talking about Judy Wood, obviously. She was just there to explain the crazy physics from some of the models that they used. But some of the stories after it took, you know, the ground running. I mean, the red bandana man, no one ever seen him. But everybody knows that now. You know, it was even Obama talked about it. So this Mandela effect, I'd be careful if you value, personally, Brian, I think you're brilliant on September 11th and the way you discussed that. And I know you're trying to get an audience in or something. It annoys me, and it annoys me the fact that some of the things you say, they don't affect you in your timeline. I'm going to be honest with you, you know, time's an illusion. So if you're mentioning time, then seriously, you missed out on the entire thread. You can't change time, can't alter it. I'm okay, next. Now, what have we got here? This is posted on... There's no date next to this. Now, this is another post on fakeologist.com. If you come down, it says, who is the ISIS supporting group? So we have Los Angeles police now looking into a chilling photo posted on the internet on Friday by an ISIS-supporting group showing a photoshopped explosion to a high-rise in downtown Los Angeles. Well, it's not the Nakatomi Plaza, so I'm not really interested. But it does put in light, what's next? You know, once our country's taken over, we no longer have to fight each other. You can fight internally, and we can sort out with drugs and gangs and other Masons, you know, because obviously you can have Masons in gangs. All gangs use Mason hand signs, and I don't think they picked it up from a secret society. I think it might have been taught to. Okay, so now next one is Israel Kennedy's moment. Now, this was a staged assassination of Rabin, was modelled after the Kennedy stage hoax. Now, I had a look at this video, and you don't see much, but you do see, I'll tell you what, I'll read it out. 20 years ago, the Prime Minister of Israel was assassinated. The killer was a lone gunman, Israeli and Jewish, just like the Prime Minister. Lots of witnesses saw it happen. The assassin confessed immediately that night, has never recanted. But today, oddly, lots of people don't believe it happened that way. Now, obviously, that's not Mandela. That's people going back and, you know, looking at lighter things. But we are not superhuman of intelligence on fakeologist.com. Every leader is... Well, put it one way. Every leader went to all these good schools. They know what the trivium is, the quadrivium. They know how to rhetoric. To talk about things, to deduce things, logic. Any of these fakes that we can witness are clearly being witnessed by other countries, and they are controlled. So the dialogue, when we hear something like this, so I'll read it out again. The assassin confessed immediately that night and has never recanted. But today, oddly, lots of people don't believe it happened that way. Now, obviously, that'll be being put forwards by their government and their people, and these will be controlled. You see, because that's it. You do your trick, you get away with the initial tricks. Oh, God, look what's happened. And then after it, you bring up fibs about it, lies about it. To release things, you just relive, makes everybody relive the entire event again. All right, it's a little bit diluted by that time, but nevertheless, you relive it again. Okay. Also, on a lighter note there, I forgot the name of the supposedly assassin, but he was talking about having a ball bearing inside a bullet inside this tube that he was going to fire, and the reason being because he wanted it to get through the chest or something. Anyway, then at the end of the investigation I was looking at, he talked about this special bullet he'd made still being at the bottom of the magazine. It must have been loaded into a gun eventually, and the idiot loaded it in first. So if anyone knows, when you're loading bullets into a magazine, the last bullet you load, unless you put one in the chamber, is the one that you fire first. Okay, so, you know, we've got some real sharp people out there. Like I said, if you're listening to this for the first time, JFK most certainly didn't die on the 22nd of 11th, 1963. I won't be surprised if he was still alive now. He'd only be 102 days old or something. Okay, right. Michael Jackson beat it on 9/11. I've no idea what this is. Michael Jackson cheated death on 9/11 when he missed scheduled Twin Towers meeting because he'd stayed up till 3 a.m. chatting with his mum. You know, that's got to be... I've got to finish on that. That must be a good note. So then he was able to do all that fashion stuff that he did, you know. It was fashion stuff in the courts. Yeah, wonderful. Anyway, we'll probably pop back in a bit. Like I say, we've not heard from anyone in a while, so it was just nice to come in. But if anybody out there wants to go over what I've just said, or if I've not been clear, literally, first page of fakeologist.com.
This is Maria Lakita. I'm calling from Dubai, UAE, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.